Let's begin, motherfuckers.
Check, check.
We're good.
Yeah?
I think so. I tried to do the levels this time, guys, so if they're bad,
yeah,
it's my fault.
It's your fault. So,
Producer Stav.
I'm on the motherfucking ones and twos.
Super producer Scott Super Storch. Producer.
I'm Scott Storch. Bah, bah, bah. No, that wasn't
so
him.
I guess what everybody wants to hear about today, a nice post from our friends...
Over on Reddit.
Yeah, subreddit. The Chapo Trap House subreddit.
Yeah.
From user Hope for Myself 90. Please stop making fun of people for being virgins, capital V. It's tough because I'm a leftist. I love this sub and I work hard to be a good person and practice good praxis. But I'm also 28 and a virgin.
No.
Watching y'all make fun of people. I don't understand why, like, you're...
That has happened.
You're allowed to do a little bit of blackface if you're on the left.
Why, yeah, yeah, yeah.
White
just
people
a
have
touch.
Been saying y'all, and they're not from the South.
How about this? Look, I don't say y'all, but I can get a... why can't I get a little taste? Let me go around in big wax lips.
You want a little taste.
I want big, fake, black-ass lips. I'll talk like a white person, big black lips, you know?
That makes
just
sense.
Just give me a smooch here.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Or no lips... Canary yellow suit, big Steve Harvey suit.
You can do that.
I'm like, this is my praxis.
That is, it's good praxis.
This is how people know that I'm a giant scold, but I'm also cool like a black man.
I didn't know what praxis was for a long time.
What is praxis?
It's just like the application of ideology.
Yeah.
So just how you live your life? Is that what praxis means?
Yes, but it's like the practical application of like ideology.
Gotcha, exactly. Gotcha. Yeah.
So praxis would be like, I don't know, apologizing for being racist or letting black women go through the big boy buffet first.
Or like not buying a soda stream because the money goes to Israel.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for me, every time I suck titties, that's good praxis.
Yeah.
Of my
making sure the big wax
political?
Lips you wear.
Yeah. It is political.
It's
women's pleasure. That's one of my main political ideals.
Sex is political. I think that's like a big part of the Me Too movement.
It's about being into rough trade gay sex.
That's good praxis.
As praxis. Yeah,
as praxis. Getting your ass blown out. Yeah. That's
well, we'll get there because that's where this goes at a certain point.
Hell yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Watching y'all make fun of people for being virgins or calling people virgins really hurts. Obviously, I'm a dude. Posting here on an alt because my normal username can be linked to me in real life.
Oh, no.
Oh, what? You might get fired from your parents' house?
Excuse me.
I think he's like, well, it turns out that guy Brian, who spends all his time posting on like Klingon forums about a political podcast.
No.
Did you know that that guy doesn't fuck?
Yeah, we can't have any incels on our Star Trek.
Someone just calls his office and he's like, Brian, can you get in here? We're going to have to fire you because you don't get pussy.
Yeah, exactly. posting here. In fact, I'm sure people would be ecstatic to find out you don't want to fuck kids. Whoever this guy is.
Uh-huh. Sure.
That would let the people know.
Yes.
I just want pussy, but I can't get any.
Yes.
It'd be like a little Hans Christian Andersen story.
Uh-huh.
The pedophile that turned out to be a normal unfuckable guy. Posting here on an alt because my normal username can be linked to me in real life. But I post here daily. Most of you have probably upvoted
daily.
My posts at one point or another.
Bro.
People
that's
love
a point of pride
Reddit.
For this guy.
Yeah.
I was upvoted today.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I was upvoted. Mom.
Put all
goodness,
that energy into getting pussy, bro.
Mom, fire up those Hot Pockets. I had a good day today. We're going to celebrate by watching Match Game together. Eat nine Hot Pockets and think about all the upvoting that happened to me.
Less upvoting, more up-dicking.
But yeah, I'm
dick
old.
Getting hard.
I'm
or just
virgin.
Get a prostitute.
And while it doesn't bother me much anymore, it's really bad praxis. To call people virgins is an insult or make fun of them for being virgins. Incels are bad not because they are virgins, but because they blame women for their cause. No, they're bad because they're virgins. That's why people laugh at them. Nobody's like the butt of your joke isn't like the extremely attractive, you know, like black guys that beat their girlfriends or wives.
Right. Yeah,
the problem isn't misogyny, really.
Uh-huh.
It's you're picking on these people because they're fucking losers. Sure, misogyny is also bad, but there's plenty of people
but
in society that are misogynists that also fuck way more than you do and are better.
Oh, totally.
I think misogynists fuck the most.
Yeah, it's the guy. Maybe. Yeah, the guy that's like, you know, knocks his girlfriend around sometimes, but has like an amazing body and like fucks more than you. That's not, you can't easily make fun of him.
Yeah.
Because he's still, even in your eyes, higher status than you are.
Sure. Also, can't these people just go back into the shadows? Like, right. Can't it just be a mark of shame to not fuck?
Sure, yeah.
Not like an identity?
Or do something and get some pussy.
Make fun of them for their shitty beliefs, not because they are virgins. Impossible. But seriously, that's all I have to say. Please think before using virgin as an insult. It's just a state of being.
Oh, no, bro.
So is racist. That's just a state of being. I mean, if you're a racist, honestly, if you're a fucking racist and you just sit in your basement, you don't interact with black people ever, that's fine. There's zero impact from that. It doesn't mean anything.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
I mean, that is just...
You're just saying if you're in your mind, don't like black
as
people.
As long as you don't ever do anything racist to another person.
As long as you know, like...
If you're a child...
That's not why you make fun of people. You don't make fun of people to correct some kind of social ill. You make fun of people because you're insecure and you want to feel better about yourself.
Right, absolutely.
That's the only reason to do it.
Yeah, because you remember when you couldn't fuck, and now that you do fuck, it's funny.
Of course. It's like they just have a fundamental misunderstanding of what...
Of being funny.
Thanks for reading. I love y'all anyways. No, you don't. You don't know who any of these people are.
No, it's a community.
You're using a fake name.
It's a community.
I get where you're coming from. It's a bit bizarre attacking chuds as virgin man baby losers. While we have almost daily threads like I'm 27, I live at my parents, I'm unemployed and depressed, and also I've got anxiety.
Wait, what is it? What is a chud? Because people say it all the time. It's like a horror movie term, right?
Yeah. Cyber, what is it? Underground?
Dweller,
is it? Yeah, dweller.
But it's humanoid underground dweller.
It describes MAGA people.
I don't fucking know, dude.
I don't know. That's what I used to just call Chris Hudson that.
Yeah, because
a chud.
C Hud.
Yeah.
Call him Chuddy.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny when I did it. this is what I like to. I think a lot of us, for a lot of us, we still hold on to the capitalist idea of success that's been handed to us. That we need to have money and a job and a partner and kids.
Because I'm a socialist.
Right. And all that to be seen as good. And that's not possible for a lot of us. I know that's not possible for me because I've been unemployed for years at this point. And you somehow still have a place to live and food, and you get online all day to complain about not fucking and being made fun of by your fellow friends. I mean, I don't understand how that's a flaw in the system.
The system's fucked up.
If society's most worthless members are still housed, this guy is just completely unproductive. Offers nothing. He offers literally nothing.
I don't know if I agree with that.
And he's being kept alive by machines.
He has an iron lung and he's on Reddit.
we need an iron pocket pussy for these guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just pumping their cocks.
No, because in a system, if it was like in a functioning system, this guy wouldn't even have whatever amount of self-esteem he has that allows him to post this.
Well, the problem with the growth of socialism in the last like 2 years is that it's gotten to the point where
it's
grown
been
a lot.
It's mostly physical. People's waist.
It's not people.
It's a bunch. It's by mass.
By pounds. Yeah.
Too many fat.
The same way Eldis has fucked the most out of all of us. Yeah. If you count by weight.
Yeah. Eldis is by mass had sex with three women. Yeah. Combined weight, 10,000 pounds. No. The problem is that people use like a critique of neoliberalism and then expand it to like every problem that they experience as a result of their shitty personalities and their shitty
no pussy getting loser.
Yeah, you could be a loser and be like, oh, neoliberalism is getting me again, you know? Yeah.
Capitalism made my dick small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
know, Walmart,
that's not
the
how
Walton
it,
family.
That's not how
exactly.
That's not how it works. But then, like, people are just basically taking this grievance with capitalism and then encompassing all their other issues into it.
The problem with capitalism is that I, as a rich man, am still not technically rich.
Yeah, because you can't buy that painting.
I can't buy that Frank Frazetta painting for $1.7 million.
So you're broke as shit.
I'm literally a fucking poor.
You might as well
live at my parents' house and never have sex.
You're a street urchin.
I mean, I don't fuck. And it's because women know that I don't have enough money to buy that
Frank Frazetta painting.
They're like, who's Frank Frazetta? I'm like, shut up, bitch. He invented fantasy art. You see a fucking hot naked woman stabbing a dragon in the face? Wait, where are you going? It's the only kind of art I understand. It's something that makes me think of sweet guitar riffs.
Saxon cover
art. Yeah, right, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Floating castles. You know what I'm saying? A saber-toothed tiger with three rows of tits and it's being ridden by a black He-Man. Black He-Man twins. And they got just big, juicy nipples.
Hell fucking
princes
yes.
of the universe.
That's right, brother.
Wait, keep reading this.
Yeah.
Get to the one with the guy. Yeah, yeah.
I will.
All right.
He's pacing it out, man. He's
shout out to whoever sent Adam a copy of Bug's Life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a nice gift. I'm looking forward to seeing it on Blu-ray, finally.
I could use some gifts, guys.
I use gifts, too. Let's all give out our addresses.
Let's dox ourselves.
Mine is 200 Hart Street, Apartment 2, Brooklyn, New York, 11206.
Why did you do that?
I don't give a shit. Send me stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
And people also found it anyways when they cross-referenced that shooting. Yeah, well, you know what? They didn't, but... Somebody like posted my neighbor's address, and it's like, I'll just give you my address.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't harass Nick's neighbors.
Can you get this to Nick, please? Yeah.
Is it that guy that has the decal on the back of his truck that
they all hate? No new friends.
No new friends. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Dude.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to find keep talking while I find the where this escalates.
Okay. I don't know. This is kind of ridiculous. Just like,
I don't know. I feel like incels
improve yourself, brother,
or just see a prostitute. I really don't.
I mean, look, I know that's your legitimate favorite work. Thing. All right, now you're trying to spin your sex slavery, your helping of sex slavery, into being
seriously.
Woke.
If you're 28 years old and you're losing your fucking mind because you haven't fucked, just
it's
go.
Not
yeah,
the same.
That's not the same. It's like,
you want women to want to fuck you. You want to.
Here's the thing. You should just go fuck a prostitute.
Just go fuck a prostitute.
It's not gonna be the same, but at least you won't be in a position where you've never fucked.
Exactly.
I guess that.
And then your whole identity is virgin. You know. So like, if it's just a threshold where you need to fuck one time and then you can
also
feel like you're not this thing.
Also, a good prostitute will treat you the right way and be like, you're actually pretty good at fucking. And she'll like give that guy some confidence.
Yeah, she'll make
and
you feel nice.
It's not even about fucking more. It's about like, get a fucking job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Brush your teeth.
Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't brush my teeth today and I'm a fucking millionaire. You know, that's one of those capitalist ideas that's implanted in our heads is that you need to brush your teeth every day and use condoms.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, Trojan's trying to sell latex.
Yeah,
okay?
Neoliberal.
Who do you think owns the condom companies? Mm-hmm. DuPont.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to fucking peddle their
chemicals.
The
Koch brothers.
And by the way, it's not good for your dick to have latex on your dick.
Yeah,
what's latex? A chemical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pussy is natural, brother.
I only want pussy chemicals.
Yeah, I want that natural pussy chem all over my fucking hog. Yeah.
I don't need to use condoms, baby. I used to fuck black girls. Like, what does that mean? Shut up. Shut up. Y'all.
Shut up, y'all.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this for having anal sex? Dipping the boss hog in the mud. What do you think about that?
That sounds like a Frank Frazetta painting.
Yeah.
It's just
why
like
did
a,
we were
it's
talking
just a pig demon wearing like a Viking cap.
Yes, I was thinking Viking hat.
Yeah, his dick is like a battle axe. Yeah. He's just cutting a woman's pussy directly in half.
He's got fucking awesome gold tusks.
Dude, Frazetta.
Why
baby.
Did metal adopt that aesthetic?
It rules.
I was
that's
saying
a great aesthetic.
It's cool
it's
as
awesome.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Zeppelin wasn't metal, but they were really into like Lord of the Rings style fantasy shit.
Yeah, but they never had that aesthetic. This is more like fucking
I know it like He-Man.
Yeah, like Dio.
Conan. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
guys that sang ha like that and shit.
Ronnie James Dio, man.
Ryan James Dio.
R.I.P.,
right? Manowar.
Yeah. Manowar is definitely a fantasy art band.
Mm-hmm.
Dio, yeah.
Saxon,
sure.
Like I said earlier.
Yeah.
Dude, that's sick, though. That's when did he, was Frank Frazetta active? Like in the 60s?
Late 60s, early 70s,
yeah. Cool.
Up to the 80s. I mean, I think he died in, I don't know.
Could he shred guitar?
Yeah,
in his
he
personal
invented
life?
Shredding.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was the first guy to have a double neck guitar. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm. The fucking
I love ideas. How much time that saves. You
yeah.
know?
Oh yeah.
You don't have to pick up a second guitar.
Yeah. On top of being unemployed, virgin fail sons, not that there's anything wrong with that, they waste their free time promoting capitalism and the patriarchy.
Oh.
So that's why
oh god damn.
Bro, hit the fucking gym.
Yeah.
Get some hobbies. I don't know, man.
They should be the vanguard, but they've chosen to be traitors instead. I don't think it's wrong to point out.
I mean, they should be the vanguard. So the leaders of the socialist revolution should be virgins.
There was a tweet in like 2010, and I can't remember who the fuck did it, but one of those weird Twitter guys, it was like, in the future socialist utopia, my asthma and anxiety will exempt me for any kind of physical labor. My role will be anime appraiser.
I think it was... It was Tony Homo.
Yeah, that's like, and it's just Beavis exactly right. Like that's like on par with those like Donald Trump is going to be president tweets from like 2009. Yeah,
so true.
God damn.
Yeah, that's like Fraser. That's a fucking crystal ball right there.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
He doesn't tweet anymore. He was really funny.
Someone's mic does that. It's one of these cords doesn't work.
No, is it buzzing?
No, it's just if someone it might be mine. Anyway, we're good now. Sorry, Stav, super producer Stav on the motherfucking ones and twos. Yeah. Bitch.
This is the best comment right here. I think the idea that right wingers are largely incels or somehow just mad about their dick size or sex life is basically r/nice guys material, as if sex is some sort of gift bestowed upon people. Oh, this guy's just reasonable.
Where's the one where about
I'm
the guy?
I'm trying to find it. Because I read through this quickly. Oh, here it is. 100% agree with you. On a side note, OP, hit me up if you're in the Northwest and want to bang out an androgynous dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
They should
see,
fuck.
That's a go-getter. That's someone trying to get some fucking dick.
That's someone using their community to get some sex.
And then the guy says, like, exact opposite side of the States, but if not, I might have taken you up on that offer.
Whoa.
So I like that listening to Chapo literally turns you gay.
Hey, man, maybe the guy is gay.
I don't think he's
gay. Gay guys would have fucked by now.
Yeah, right.
You just hit up fucking Craigslist.
Yeah, if you live around Detroit and are cool with coming to Canada, you can say hi to this trans cutie if you want, and we can hook up, too. None of these people can see each other.
Yeah, they're
doing it from their thoughts.
Yeah, sight unseen, they will just fuck an absolute stranger.
Ugly, right?
Yeah.
You have to be ugly to do
To post on Reddit?
To agree to fuck someone, to travel to a different state to fuck them. Who says he's never fucked, by the way.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a trans woman, so I mean, it's like, is that even really like your vagina? I mean, it would be like if a guy was like, hey, can I put my dick on your pocket? Like in the pocket of your jeans. I'd be like, yeah, fuck it. I don't care. Why not? You know, it's not like they're giving up the pussy so much. It's just allowing someone access to...
I think that's pussy. Okay. Even though it's surgical pussy.
Whatever. I'm not wrong. Ah, shame. Although there are a lot of cuties in Florida,
whoa,
I'm assuming you're from there, that would definitely eagerly take you, even if you're a little bi-curious.
What the fuck?
Wait, and this guy is
taking a weird turn.
This guy says, or if you're in the Midwest and don't mind non-androgynous dudes, hey, if you just want to have full-blown gay sex.
I mean, it's gay sex if they're androgynous.
Yeah.
I mean, then these people guess a little lip liner does soften it.
Can I still fuck you if I'm not in the Northwest or the OP?
Wait, so everyone...
Now everyone's just kind of nice. Yeah.
Now they're all just having gay sex.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. If this guy's gay and he
honestly
hasn't fucked.
This is kind of turning heartwarming now.
It's kind of sweet. It is kind of sweet.
This is the solution to the problem.
I mean, his completely obnoxious post has maybe resulted
might get him
in
some fucking... Some
or
dick.
At least a little confidence from, like, I could fuck these people from Reddit.
You know they're sexting each other now, at least.
That'd be cool. I mean, good for them. Yeah. Wait, can you read the one about the porn?
Yeah, this one. Something that is considered a necessary part of life, quoted. By whom? You don't have to do what anyone else considers necessary for you. You are the master of your own life. You say what is a necessary part of your life and no one else. Your life is yours to enjoy. Other people can have sex themselves if they want to. You can masturbate. It's supposed to be somewhat similar to sex. You can masturbate to pornography, too. If you have ethical qualms with consuming commercial pornography, go for material recorded by willing people with no financial incentive.
Wait, okay, so we were saying this before. If you have ethical problems about watching commercial pornography, go for non-commercial pornography online, which is 100% revenge porn.
That's the only
time someone's putting up amateur porn on Pornhub.
Or like man fucks Turkish wife. It's like a grainy cell phone video.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just like high on cot.
Yeah.
If you have ethical qualms with that too, drawings? You can always masturbate without...
Oh, my God.
There is no shame in making this choice. That's what it's funny, too.
Fuck?
It's like you are making a decision.
Is that
you
a clearly
choose it.
Not?
This is like, that's like when like a prison punk is like, you know what? I am a girl after being raped for 6 months. They're like, hello, boys. Guess who's, you know, like, not completely remapped their entire
I love
psyche
it here.
Out of defeat. Yeah.
I've met a lot of great guys.
And it's like, oh, for some reason, Diane killed herself. In the shower, she wrapped an extension cord around her. Now I thought she seemed so happy as a woman. Unfortunately, she had a moment of clarity for 30 seconds.
Oh, fuck.
Blew her fucking brains out. Anyways, I can recommend physical exercise for the fatness and for the depression. It helped me get by each day when I had depression.
I mean, that's the thing. If you're just fat as hell and you're depressed, it's like you just got to do shit. You got to get your life going the right way before
you start
fucking. I know.
That's the other thing, too, is I'm kind of jealous of these guys because the thing is if you have real depression like me, which is mine, is real.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Theirs is fake.
Yours is the only real one. Yeah.
I'm perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
There's literally 100%. Nothing wrong
yeah,
with
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah. Your depression is perfect, too.
There's nothing to improve. There's nothing for me to be depressed about.
Well, so you still
when
have
I sit
Frank,
around and everything.
You don't have a Frank Frazetta
plan. I don't. You're right.
So, honestly, maybe you're not depressed.
Yeah.
Another racing
wheel? You sound pretty fucking
pathetic. Yeah, you need four racing wheels.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what to do.
Dude,
I have all this money.
Once you get the Frazetta.
And they think that capitalism is the problem. Well, I proved that wrong by being incredibly rich, and I still want to die. And I still don't have health insurance, so I can't talk to anyone about it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You should go to therapy, actually.
Yeah, probably.
You should probably pay. Just pay out of pocket.
I won't do it. I'm going to get another racing wheel.
Yeah, why don't you just maybe. just a consultation.
Yeah, this is where people on the left need to conduct self-help outside of politics. Yeah, that's not just the left. That's every. What the fuck? Yeah,
every single person.
Yeah. I don't. I can't get a job, and I want to kill myself all the time. Oh, I guess I'll just sit here and quietly think about voting for Bernie Sanders, and that'll solve it. I'll just close my eyes and imagine some light-skinned but freckled black woman with natural hair patting me on the back and saying, "Thank you for your help at the soup kitchen today."
I won't do it, to be clear. I mean, I'm not going to the soup kitchen.
Oh, of course I can. No, I have anxiety.
I have
can't
too much
do it.
Depression.
You think?
I couldn't ever actually be different.
And for you to expect that of me is actually ableist.
Yeah. You're right. I'm going to go on Twitter and yell at people for not respecting my mental retardation, and not including me in the M4A campaign because I'm so mentally retarded I should be able to make every decision about anything involving disabled people in my life.
By the way, it's now that I don't have a tooth and won't for a few more months,
it's
ableist
not
to
fuck
me.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So that makes sense to me.
If you're a real ally, you have to fuck this disabled man speaking into this microphone right now.
Did you read the part where they were like, neck beards is an ableist term?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yes. Yeah. You could shave it. Fucking, I'm sorry, that's how fucking fat your gobbly ass chin is.
It's just, yeah.
This is a brutal threat.
I was saying before, is like, it's sad that like, if you're incel, they feel like they have two options, and one is running people over with a passenger van, or being like, calling people racist on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You can do more stuff than that.
Intimacy and sex work aren't really mutually exclusive. That's some of the best intimacy I've ever had.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. That's some of the best intimacy I ever had, and I'm going to skip over a couple sentences. Everyone I've ever fucked has been a sex worker.
Oh, god damn.
But let's go back to the first sentence. That's some of the best intimacy I've ever had. Everyone I've ever fucked has been a sex worker. You have nothing to compare it to.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Intimacy with a friend or your mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess non-sexual intimacy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you could fuck your friend.
You support
or your
a worker while doing it. So technically, it's even better than sex in a relationship.
Incredible. Oh, they're a worker.
Incredible. Yeah.
That's true. I agree.
You have to fuck prostitutes to be a true leftist.
Somebody goes, maybe you could fuck a sex worker, and then somebody responds, this person doesn't have any income.
Hilarious. So he's too broke to fuck.
So
they have income.
Money from
they get
mom.
Money from their parents.
Yeah.
You're
they have an
Reddit
internet connection.
There's no way they don't have fucking money.
Yeah.
Damn. This shit sucks.
Yeah.
Not to be a bootstraps-ass motherfucker, but bro, sometimes just...
Yeah.
Just fucking improve
Why don't
yourself.
You just become a podcast superstar.
Exactly. Start your
you
own
fuck
podcast.
Every five and six you come across.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Sevens and eights.
That was so funny how bad you got owned last night.
I did not. It was.
That was.
Listen, shoot or shoot, baby.
That was so funny.
You were trying to fuck last night?
Dude,
I wasn't even trying to fuck.
Like, there was like nine people standing around. This girl came out to the show and stops like, we're all leaving and stop. Puts his arm on her shoulder. He was like, it was really nice meeting you. And
okay,
Lewis
I didn't
immediately
say it.
Shoots like everyone a look. And then Lewis goes to me. it was so nice meeting you. Yeah. Everyone just burst out laughing.
It is great to have the haters girl in too. Your circle.
Dude, nobody's a hater.
That was 100%, 100% haters.
Lewis nailed
it. Your boys are always going to be haters.
Yeah. Well, no. Ideally not, but...
No, come
what
on.
What are you going to do?
That was so funny, dude.
I'm sorry, dude.
I tried to hit you up, but I was
you
way
can't
too
be,
drunk.
Come on, don't be insecure about it.
On Friday night,
I'm not
insecure
about it.
I had like a night where...
You got to laugh at yourself. Women like that.
I do. That's how
you should
I
hit that girl up and be like, you know how? Remember how embarrassed I was when I touched your body
how
for
all
too
of
long?
My first of all, it was a fine amount of time. Did you motherfuckers are out of your mind.
When I could
there was nothing. I didn't caress this bitch. I touched her fucking shoulder for a second.
Wow. So you sexually assaulted
a
woman.
I fingered a stranger. I was like,
you sexually
out,
assaulted.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. There's more where this came from. Yeah. You fucking bitch.
He was like, I wish I could be inside there.
Oh yeah, we haven't even gotten to the fact that Morgan Freeman is a bad boy.
He Morgan Freeman that woman.
Wow. What was I going to say? Yeah, whatever, man. Did she look good?
Yeah, she was cute.
Using insults like that just
holler
tells young men that even progressive...
let me get a second shot at it, baby girl, without Lewis around.
Yeah. Lewis. It was so funny. These guys came in. They're like, yeah, like, where do we get tickets? And like, Lewis is like, just go inside and sit down. But he's like assembling blunts and he's like got
they don't
a
know.
Cup
he's
of
a comedian.
Whiskey and he's just outside. So it just looks like a homeless Puerto Rican person that's just like, no, you just fucking take it. You just take whatever you want. I'm like, Lewis, no one knows. You're the only person that knows you're a comedian. You're just an insane person.
He's a bad
He literally was rolling a blunt, too. Yeah. While he just had weed on a barrel, that weird barrel in the standing room.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, using insults like that just tells young men that even progressive or leftist people judge them by the same standards that conservatives and chauvinists do. Just that the latter two groups are honest about it. You can't insult a guy's masculinity and then wonder why those guys are driven into the arms of red pillars and trad cons.
Oh, hilarious.
Look, your options are either be made fun of or not hear the people making fun of you. I mean, it's not... No, there's never going to be any kind of, like, revolution where...
Yeah,
you're
not
going
getting
to
pussy
feel
is going
good
to be cool.
About your situation. The answer is always, right. Then you become fuckable.
Yeah.
Which isn't going to happen either.
Just be ashamed of the fact that you can't fuck.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, just
don't use it as an identity. It's like having a micro penis. Don't say, I'm a proud micro penis man. Yeah. And like, it's,
you do
it's
the Holocaust.
Capitalism's fault. Yeah, yeah, you do the Holocaust. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I like that people like fucking try to make fun of Hitler for having a micro penis. It's like, he almost took over the world.
Yeah, and he almost won.
He almost took over the fucking world.
It was fucking close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad respect.
Mad
that
respect
guy.
For Dolph.
God, dude.
It's what Dolph, but it's Hitler. That's Hitler.
He didn't even have a half inch. And he almost fucking did it.
Imagine what he would do with a big-ass dick, dude.
He probably would have won.
He probably would have continued at art school. He would have fucked in art school and been a terrible artist. And
that's
people
would
have been like,
yeah, drunk.
Oh, my God, your paintings are so good, baby. You know, like, he would have been one of those guys. People would be like, your mustache is so cool.
Yeah.
There'd be a million people with Hitler mustache.
Yeah, the Hitler clit tickler.
Yeah.
That's what they'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan is the only person brave enough to try it again.
Yeah.
After World War II.
About the Holocaust?
Yeah, the
Israel's been brave enough to try it.
No. The mustache.
They're in beta testing right now.
Yeah.
Do we have more of this thread?
Yeah, being cool, sexually active, and well-adjusted is definitely seen as the ideal in a lot of leftist spaces. Like, if
that's
you have
the
right
ideal.
Politics...
What the fuck, dude?
It has nothing to do with the left. Right. Why does everything involve the left?
Shouldn't you want to be the fucking best version of yourself that you could be? Mm-hmm. You're a fucking loser right now. Change some shit about yourself.
100%.
What the fuck? Be fat and bald and toothless. Cool. Be a cool guy like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You guys get it. I don't know, man. Whatever.
Yeah, politics doesn't really come into it when you're at a bar and have to attract people through charisma. Sex is weird and illogical. Nope, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, there's pretty basic ass rules.
Yeah,
sex, like,
you go into a bar and then through the cheese that's still left in your teeth, you loudly announce, I voted for Bernie Sanders. And if the women don't fuck you, well, it doesn't make them bad people. They're just not educated yet.
Just giving out pamphlets about why you should fuck me.
Yeah. Point out that the small dicks thing was pushed by white supremacists who wanted to argue that black guys were big, dumb, dumb sex machines.
Oh.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So
which is like sort of
a white supremacist argument, which is like, it's cool to have a small dick, actually.
Yeah.
That's they're sort it's of still making cool. the same argument. No, it's not cool to not fuck, and it's not cool to have a small dick.
Yeah.
And you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. But also, you don't, your dick doesn't even have to be that big.
It doesn't really have to be that big.
I'm pretty sure a lot of the small...
Micro dick guys fuck.
Well, I don't know about micro dicks.
They still do.
You know, look, a small dick will never prevent you from fucking. It'll just prevent you from fucking well.
Yeah.
You can always
fuck. The girl's not going to come.
Right.
Well, listen, you get some nice angles. You learn some stuff about your body. You get a...
You learn how to eat pussy good.
You learn how to eat pussy. You make that part of your comedic identity.
Yeah, you make that your whole thing. About how you're the pussy-eating guy.
You know, you figure it out. You knock a tooth out so you can lick clits better.
I've really been
trying
to not make fun of Chinese people on stage. And like the last three shows I did, there's just Chinese people there. And I can't help myself. They just say something or they look at me in a certain way.
Uh-huh. They're there.
And that's the best part of my set.
100%.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huge uproarious laughter whenever you fucking hold your eyes back real little.
Yeah.
Nick took out some tape and taped his eyes back last night.
You did it on stage?
He had a gong.
Oh, I thought you were just doing it.
No, I'm trying all new sorts of things. I'm really trying to redefine what stand-up can be.
A kimono and one of those fucking conical rice patty hats.
Filled the entire club with incense. It smelled like jasmine eucalyptus 30 minutes before my set. Everyone's like, what is this? And then I come out and then, like quickly fanning myself.
Bang, bang, bang.
Nobody fuck me. Why nobody fuck me?
And I did my whole why nobody
why nobody fuck me? The Chinese incel.
Just me dressed as a geisha.
Why nobody fuck me?
Like 8 minute set.
Just fucking handing out egg rolls to the crowd.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure a lot of the small big dick thing is just a complicated and fucked up sexuality developed by racist guys.
Oh, yeah, it's racist guys.
And it's spread into the culture and it's just supremely toxic anywhere it exists. It's same with prison rape jokes, for instance.
How is it racist to say that big dicks are good when black people have big dicks? In fact, it's reverse racist. It's like saying white people are worse.
The implication is that black people are like sex crazy.
Only good for their dicks.
Virginity is a myth.
Hell yeah.
It's a social construct.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we do.
Yeah, me as a virgin. When I lose my virginity, I'll be totally a different person with a different outlook on life because of reasons. Me as a non-virgin, literally nothing has changed. Well, I'm pretty sure this person
you're down $100. That's one thing that's changed. It's going to take you longer to pre-order than you Call of Duty.
Yeah.
What if we started like a non-profit that like
raised... suck off all the guys?
No, we got like... We paid porn stars like $500,000 for one night. You have sex with like 1,000 incels.
That's good.
You just knock them out, you know?
Yes. The cumtown gangbang, the incel gangbang.
They'd like... We'd pay them handsomely.
Mm-hmm.
We'd let them get their nut, finally. They'd feel good about themselves.
And since it's a line, it's a long line, they can talk about Naruto or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, they can bond.
They can bond. They can be friends. That'd be nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Start a community there. No condoms, of course. Fluid bonding. Of course. Everyone's fluid bonding.
No one has any STDs.
None of them are fun.
You get all hit it raw.
Whoa, that's true. Yeah, everyone gets to hit it raw.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
That's really cool. I love this idea.
I have a legitimate question, though.
Somebody just writes, this is the gayest thing that's happened on this sub.
I mean, yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah,
this is even gayer than the Amber is a cop bullshit.
They said Amber was a cop?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. For not letting retarded people choose what medicine gets given out to the poor. I don't know. All of the medicine should go in my wheelchair, and then I should be pushed to door to door, handing it out, so people can thank me directly. An autistic person that just likes the way the chair feels. I'm completely used to my life.
I love that gliding motion.
I want to feel like a train. So I use the wheelchair. I put my conductor hat on. I go around in my train themed wheelchair.
I remember
bossing people around for socialism.
I remember Chapo
had like one of their old episodes, which was super funny, was they did that Adam Sandler 9/11 movie. And the whole episode, they called him 9/11 retard.
Hell yeah.
And it's like, I don't understand. Have these people listened to that? Do
probably
they know?
Not. No, because it's just like, it's
they probably
cool.
Listened in the last like 3 months, yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah. And then they want to make it all about their whatever
right,
their
exactly.
praxis is.
Exactly.
Or,
which is not fucking, not getting pussy, apparently.
Yeah.
That's
calling Trump supporters fat or saying Trump is a small
oh,
dick promote the culture
yes.
of alienation and insecurity hell that we
yes.
are fighting against.
You are basically saying I have a little yeah. ass dick and I'm fat as shit.
Hey, just checking in. I look like Bob's Big Boy with a Greek statue penis. And everyone should accept me.
Some of those penises are, you know, pretty nice and delicate, you know.
Yeah, why were those penises so small?
My favorite thing about the Greek statues is the way the pubes look.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They look so billowy. Like,
yeah, right. It's billowy. I always wish I had pubes like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I wish
beautiful
I had cool-ass pubes.
It's like
right.
a baby with curly hair.
My pubic hair, it looks like a... I guess it's just gonna be racist, but you know, like a 47-year-old crack addict,
yeah,
just
yeah,
hanging
yeah.
outside the bodega,
sure, yeah,
like those ain't my cigarettes, you know, like that. Just they're,
there's a bird's like, nest a mess, in there, yeah, yeah,
inconsistent density,
yeah,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I recently
this is great.
Got
this
a trimmer
goes,
and stuff, and man,
goes, yeah, we really need yeah, to stop great. Mentioning well. The fact that Ben Shapiro is 5'4".
Hell yes.
First of all, not even making fun of him. We need to stop mentioning.
Don't mention.
Don't
it.
Even mention
it. Shouldn't be mentioned.
Don't
mention
it.
Because some of us are little ass dick motherfuckers as well.
Yeah. Can I still say I'm going to pick him up and smash him against my skull like an empty beer can? Never been in a fight once in their life, ever.
Never.
I'm not going to laugh if you do that.
They said that?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're bad.
This shit sucks, dude.
Yeah.
This is some true little dickery at its fucking finest.
Yeah, I'm still a virgin, too, because I'm lazy. But making fun of incels like that is fine to me because it's all about how much value you put in it.
Yes, he doesn't care.
I think that's fine. Posting. I think that's honestly.
This guy goes, yeah, I'm old though. And the guy says, dude, 28 is not old. I'm sorry for not having fucked. 28 is old. Can you imagine being
no.
28
no.
years
that
old?
That would suck.
That was last year
I've,
for me.
I really
said. Oh my God. Yeah.
I see your guy
just not fucked up until a year ago.
Oh. It sucks, dude. Before I fucked, I was like an insane person. I was like,
well, you're always worried about it. I can't imagine
you're terrified.
That compounding.
You're scared. You're like,
every year you
sucks.
Don't fuck.
By 28, 29, your thing should, you should have had so many failed relationships that your problem is like,
you don't want to fuck
I'll
anymore.
Never
yeah.
love anyone.
Right. Yes.
Like that's the, that's,
unfortunately that is,
that's the kind of
called.
Like,
by 28, yeah.
that's the kind of like existential problem you should have. It's not like, cause now
what
this,
does pussy feel
at
like?
30 years old, right. At 30
wondering
years old,
what it feels like when your dick's
you have
in a
no
pussy.
Experience with relationships.
Right.
That's the fucking problem.
All your grandparents dude,
you
are
going
to
die. Even if you do fuck, you're going to die alone. Cause you're going to like the first relationship you have. You're gonna be insanely
uh-huh.
jealous and
uh-huh.
fucking paranoid and doting and like all this
sure,
fucking weird
sure,
shit.
Sure, sure, sure. And everything's gonna be real for the first time
yeah,
and it's gonna
yeah,
feel
yeah.
the most intense that it ever feels. And then you're gonna try to keep recreating it the rest of your life, but
yeah,
it'll
yeah.
never feel the same way.
Dude, imagine going to your 10-year high school anniversary reunion and being like, so what does pussy feel like, guys?
Yeah. Well, considering his 10-year high school reunion probably takes place in the living room of his own house with his parents and
yeah.
his brother who also doesn't fuck.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Yeah.
I love, too, that he would go to a high school reunion and be like, what does pussy feel like? They said I could ask on the Chapo subreddit.
I just think, like, it makes sense that these people are, like either posting obnoxious shit like this or, like, doing terrorism.
Yeah.
Like, because you're literally
yeah.
a psychopath.
Yeah, it's true.
Somebody
but
wrote,
there are
somebody wrote,
simple, proactive measures that they can take towards fucking.
Somebody wrote, have you tried sucking your own dick?
Including sucking your own dick.
Hell yeah,
which
dude.
Is physically impossible for this person, I can assure
probably,
you.
Probably, yeah.
And most people, to be honest. But,
not for me. I have a huge ass fucking dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I started using those little dick rings, by the way.
Yeah.
I put
a cock ring?
A
vibrating cock ring?
Things that stretch my shit. Yeah. I showed him my
little
brother.
Oh, the, for the dickhead?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
it stretches your foreskin out.
It's like a gauge for an earring. Like a...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Have you started using those yet?
I just said that, motherfucker.
I
work on your listening skills.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find his content on the chat.
All right. I'm sorry. You're right. Keep reading about losers that don't fuck.
Yeah.
I've been using...
Instead of non-losers like me that only fuck sometimes.
I mean, that is only fucking sometimes. What's the other option? Constantly for always fucking?
Yeah. I mean, they are right. Like, in my times in my life when internally I've been, like, the least fuckable. Like, mm-hmm. if I look at myself in the mirror, it's like, I don't, why would you do this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're the most fuckable.
Oh, sure, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, when I was, like, living in a box and I was dying.
You were
of, like,
fucking
typhoid.
There.
Yeah, I was fucking.
Yeah, yeah. And you were fat a little bit.
No, I had a paunch. He wasn't fat. I was actually lighter than I am now.
Yeah.
I
just but had you had a
he just had a horrible, like, disease body.
Yeah.
Like, he had, like, fucking malnutritious
body. You were fucking girls on plywood.
I looked like a prospect.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, 100%. Like, I had, like,
left
some
out
of,
to die.
Right. That I went searching for gold and lost my mind.
Yeah, you had that horrible beard. You always wear a little fucking cap everywhere. A little fisherman's cap.
Yeah.
Oh, you look bad, bro. Yeah.
But then again, this is my question. I do think this is true. I think it's easier probably to fuck when you're in a city. If you're in a small ass
quoted,
place.
Somebody
and
quoted
like,
you, Adam.
What?
The tweet of yours that says, I love blaming things on late capitalism instead of my terrible personality.
I said that.
Congratulations.
Basically,
man.
Earlier. Yeah, I made
it was funny when I said that probably a month prior to that before you tweeted.
Oh, fuck
it.
Off.
Somebody reached out to me and they're like, yeah, Adam said something on the last one about like people on the train trying to look like Bob Dylan, and they were like, I'm pretty sure you said that word for word a month prior. I don't remember that, but I'll agree with him.
You did not say that.
I don't remember saying it, but...
But
look,
I mean, what? Would the person be lying?
Would you lie to me about that?
That seems kind of... You're accusing this person of lying? That's fucked up. You don't even
that
know that.
That tattletale that went to Nick to tattle? Yeah.
God, it's
yeah,
still,
I think he's a real truthful guy.
I mean, it still is so funny, though.
This is the best response. LMAO, get a load of this virgin over here. Yeah. It's this sort of shame that makes men explode with rage and use another tool of masculinity, gratuitous violence, to show that they're mature and viral and not losers. We're making the incel thing worse with this talk. So first of all, you'll never explode with gratuitous violence. You'll get Xbox and play Battlefield.
Or run people over with a van.
Yeah, but they won't
or Elliot Rodgers people.
Elliot Rodgers barely killed. He was a pussy.
He had a knife, right?
He shot six people.
Was it a gun or a knife?
A
I thought he stabbed people.
He's he did literally nothing.
Yeah.
He's a coward.
He's a faggot. I remember Michael Foodie showed me the Elliot Rodgers video on r/cringe like 2 days
it's so
before
funny
he
how
on
much
the
he
spree.
Looks
really?
Like Shelby.
Yeah,
from,
and he felt like terrible
oh
afterwards.
My
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Because everyone's like, look at this fucking loser who can't fuck. And then like he went on a spree.
He murdered six innocent people.
It's awful.
Virginity truly doesn't matter, my friend. I may use it as an insult because it works well against the right who idolize power and control over women. Know that it's absurd to actually think less of anyone for not having sex. I'm sorry, but this is like the same argument that, like, of course I make fun of virgins all the time, but it's to hurt the ones that don't. Like, if I, like, I say the N word constantly.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, whatever, dude. Fuck these people. Who cares?
Well, I care. It's given us pretty good context.
It is, I know, but I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I'm exhausted a little bit, but.
I ate a breakfast burrito. I'm trying intermittent fasting, you know?
Yeah. Good, dude. You said it. That's, you should get an Apple. I'm going to get you an Apple Watch.
Ooh.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
You set a timer on the watch, and then once you start eating, you just call it.
Yeah.
It's hard to hit the same 6-hour window for me every day, so I just once I start eating, I...
Yeah, that's what I do, too. Yeah.
Can I say something on the show? Bring the vibe down, but can we just say something
about
Dylan?
R.I.P. Dylan.
Yeah.
Of course.
Dylan Meyer. I think I already posted
really
that.
Good guy and like
great
really happy-go-lucky, really funny guy. Like always.
I can't really speak to his personality. I don't know him that well.
He was
really been a piece of shit.
No, he was a fucking,
I know.
No, he was a good guy,
he was a
dude.
Great
I hung out with him a couple times. He was a fun guy to hang out with. But I remember saying he was my favorite comic in D.C. And
you said it on the show.
One of you argued with me about it.
It was probably Stav.
It was Stavros.
Yeah,
I think.
It was Stav.
Stav said.
Why you? What the? I just.
Stav said he was one of the worst comics.
Stav said he's terrible.
And his body isn't even cold.
Stav said, "I hope he dies." And then he touched that girl's arm for way too long. He said, "I really hope my friend Dylan dies, and I need your warm touch.
It's really
your warm
shitty.
Pussy touch on my sad dick. That's so sad about my friend dying."
It's really,
he was a fucking great comic.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a great comic and a good guy, and it's
Dylan had
it's
that
a
bit
big
about,
loss.
I saw him do a bit one time about making a woman come is like giving a drunk person a ride home. And you're like, I'm drunk too. So like, where they're like, it's just a couple more blocks, just keep going. They're like, all right, well, like, is it much longer? Like, how
yeah,
much?
Yeah,
more?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, just go a couple more blocks, and it's like, look, I'm pretty drunk myself, so you know, be like, well, just go a couple more blocks. Like, okay, well, this is my house. We're already here.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a great joke.
Yeah, it fucking sucks, dude.
It really sucks, and just our thoughts are with his family and everyone in D.C. where we all started. Dude.
No, man, it's sad. The guy fucking died at whatever.
Shut up,
or
Nick.
Whatever.
Yeah. Thoughts.
Yeah. Yes. It's okay to. You
it's
know.
Okay
no, you
to.
Don't,
fucking
you can
say
walk
that kind
the
of
line
shit.
Between.
No, you can be a real human being no. and show emotion. Anyways. Every once in, when someone when our friend tragically dies, it's okay.
Suddenly.
To,
yeah.
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 Out of completely out of nowhere.
We should mention that he was found by our friend with a stutter, which makes it that yeah. does take the edge off a little bit.
Poor
it
Donnie.
Was, it was weird. It was. Yeah, he was stutter. Yeah, I got the call from.
He
was
a stutter.
Stop! I got bad news.
Poor kid, man. You got to find him though, too.
Where's that fixed his stutter though?
Yeah, you know what? At first, he wasn't stuttering, so I was like, maybe.
Maybe. It's like getting the hiccups scared out of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh Jesus Christ!
Yeah. A ghost.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But this is fucking, yeah, this sucks.
So, incredible. Yeah.
It just reminds
love
you
to
that.
Donnie.
It just reminds you that the world sucks dick.
And
it reminds
I guess
you that you can
say,
go at any moment. So, you better not die an unfuckable loser trying to convince
right.
other yeah. people in the Chapo subreddit to not call you a virgin.
Yeah. Just
and
fuck.
The cool thing about Dylan and what he will always be remembered for is how much he fucked and all the pussy he got.
He did fuck. He did fuck. And he
yeah,
did
guy
get
did
pussy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
he did. Salute to a true pussy getting soldier in the sky. Eating ass.
And I
heaven.
Think it should be said that it was bad coke, fentanyl-laced coke. And
well,
I
we
think
don't
was
know
it fentanyl? You don't
know
it was
that
fentanyl?
Fact,
but I think that
a lot of people get fucked up on fentanyl and have a good-ass time. It's
you should just
than
be careful.
You're out there doing fentanyl. Godspeed to you.
I don't know that's what
you're at the
exactly.
new frontier of drug use.
I think
but
I
respect
was,
anyone that manufactures and sells fentanyl as if it's other drugs.
But yeah, don't...
just be careful, guys, yeah. if you're out there.
Be sober like me now.
Yeah, Stav is sober now. Nick is sober now.
Yeah.
I got really drunk the other night, but I'm sober. I've been sober since then.
This is good. And what exactly is the difference between a virgin and being someone who used a drunken stranger as a masturbation device four or five times in their lives after a sad party on a Friday night?
Boo!
You don't post gay You're shit right. like this. You're right. That's the difference.
This guy just imagining how sex happens.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
only sex is rape. That's the only kind of sex
yeah,
there is.
What's the difference? You're at a big frat party.
Yeah, it's a big cool party.
Everyone's having jello shots.
All the popular like, kids.
One of those limos with a pool in the back. You're having sex in a jacuzzi.
All the
Van
women
Wilder
are roofied.
There.
Best sex in my experience is with someone you know and care about. Oh as corny as God. That may sound, ding, 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 it's true for most people. Being a virgin is hardly sad. No, dude, the best kind of sex, both drunk, don't know her name, you know, barely hard.
Mm-hmm. You're outside.
Bathroom.
Your mom's knocking on the bathroom door.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Oh, that was so funny, dude.
Oh, that, yeah.
I miss drunk Nick. Drunk
just
ass
some
Nick.
Some poor fucking idiot that think Nick's is, thought Nick was famous because he had a lot of Twitter followers in 2000. Yeah.
Take
it
back
no,
to
that
your
girl,
mom's
like,
apartment.
Came to, yeah, came to a show. I don't even want to talk about it. That girl told me, she's like, I can't get pregnant because I have PCOS. And I was like, all right, that sounds about right. And then, like, I talked to her, like, 2 months later. She's like, yeah, I don't have a period for, like, 3 months. And then she, like, had a miscarriage.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Hilarious.
She was one of those
stuff.
Girls, too, that's like, I wrote a poem about you.
Oh,
you ever have one
no.
of those? It's always, like, the most fucked up women that have to write a poem about you after you fuck them.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No, they are. It's just always like just fucked in the head.
Oh, 100%.
Like, look at this essay I wrote about you. I'm like, I don't want to. It's disgusting to me.
I mean, to fuck you at the time also is not a good.
To fuck me at any time, really.
Yeah. Just you had to have an emotionally distant father that you're still trying to win over. That's what it is.
I like they blame everything on daddy issues. And it's like, sometimes it's just the girl's fault. No, I mean, really. I'm supposed to believe there's that many bad fathers out there?
I think so.
I think pretty much every father is a bad father.
No. I'm going to be a great father.
Oh, my God. You think so? If you had a fucking kid, that would be brutal.
I think it's impossible to be a great father.
I'm going to tell my daughter, I'm like, look, you do any kind of fucking you want. Don't blame it on me, because I will beat the shit out of you. If I find out.
You're going to be one of those cool dads.
I will put cigarettes out on your bottom eyelids. I'll pull them out and fucking dip them in there like an ashtray.
I'm just calling protective services every day if you have a child. I'm like, look, nothing yet, but just keep the knives sharp on this. Mm. Keep the Mullen file open. I'm wearing a wire at your daughter's birthday party.
Were those men ever really going to be on the left anyways? I know there's other gems in here. The Ben Shapiro stuff is pretty good.
Yeah.
This is the gayest shit I've ever read, and trust me, buddy, I've read some gay shit. LMAO. Better title for this post would be My Personal N-Word. Fuck a hooker, that's what they're there for. That's funny.
Yeah.
Stop being such a pussy.
I think we've pretty much covered, you know.
Well, unless you want to broach another subject.
Morgan Freeman, what did he do?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman is Dolezal, bad.
Going to jail.
Yeah, is she going to jail?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, she's been like arraigned, I'm assuming. She hasn't been gone to trial.
For what, pretending to be black?
Yeah. No, for welfare fraud.
Judge Mathis's court, she's going to jail.
Yeah. I used to be white, and now I'm a judge. Judge Mathis, go Mathis, Judge Mathis. Ladies and gentlemen of the court, the Judge Mathis dancers. Go Mathis, just black women with like wearing spandex, but then the nipples are cut out, and they've got like Janet Jackson nipple rings on, just popping and locking it in the courtroom. Now bring me my cup of justice. It's like a chalice filled with grape soda. He sips from it. I decree that you owe the defendant a ducatry to the tune of $20,000. Go Mathis. Uh-huh. It's your birthday. Go Mathis.
Hell yeah.
In the courtroom.
Well, so she did welfare fraud, though? It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Yo, one of my favorite videos of all time is that one of ODB going to pick up food stamps in a limo. Do you remember that?
No, that rules.
It's great. I love it.
I just saw a video on Twitter of... now it's doing that buzzing shit. It is you every time.
It's my phone.
When you put your phone on the cord, it fucks it up.
Sorry.
I saw a video of a little dog eating a big dog's ass, and then
and then
the dog comes out of the other dog's ass and just immediately throws up everywhere.
Oh god!
It fucking rocks, dude. That was probably the best video I've seen in a while.
Oh man!
How about you guys? Seen any good internet videos?
I saw that one today of that kid's
whose
dad was playing music via Bluetooth on his car speakers, and then the display said it was his dad was watching on Pornhub, and it said granny was it like
fuck granny till she squirts.
Yeah, fuck granny till she squirts. And then and then the video just shows like an Andre's Steakhouse type guy.
You know what's cool though, that he's beating off to age appropriate porn
on his phone
because he's an old man and he's watching an old lady get fucked.
Yeah, that is appropriate. That is
pretty
nice. Yeah,
you don't want these old perverts beating off to 19-year-olds.
Do you guys ever see your dad's consuming pornography?
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah,
you did?
I walked on my dad beating off one time.
Yeah, me too.
Did you see the porn? Or did you see his
dick?
He
was in bed beating off, and then I like opened the door, and he like rolled over real quick, and neither of us wanted to admit what had happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just like spoke into his exposed asshole.
That's what happened.
Oh, what the? So he was just in bed, not covered.
No, he just rolled over real quick, and then his ass was facing me.
That's literally.
Holy fuck! That's
I'd be
incredible.
Like, are you giving me a ride to school today? He's like, yeah, I'll be down in 10 minutes.
That's literally what happened when my mom caught me. Yeah.
I didn't realize you saw his ass.
Yeah, his ass. And because he rolled over quick, it was like his one of the inside corner ass cheek caught the bed sheet. So it opened his ass.
You just talk to your dad's asshole.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You call your dad beating off?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he yelled at me. Oh, like, it was my fault.
With his hard dick out?
Well, he was, like, at his desk. And so, like, the computer was facing him. So I walked in, and he was like, what the fuck are you doing away?
I remember finding my dad's porn on the computer, because he, like, saved it to the desktop.
I found some porn in my dad's, too. Yeah.
Awesome.
And it was, like, just weird. It wasn't, like, it was just still images, because this was, like, probably, like, 1999 or 98 or 99 or something. And, yeah, just, like, a naked woman.
Hell yeah. Yeah, George, my friend George, caught his dad Googling girl bikini like when he first got a phone.
Well, his dad's also, like, a Greek
guy. Divorced guy that showed up.
Unbelievable.
That was so funny.
His dad is so nice.
George's dad?
He's got mad snacks on deck.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's the best house to just go. We just chilled for, like, a couple hours between our show. That was awesome.
He's great.
His house is like the best green room of all time. Snacks.
This is the best response. Why are you airing this in a public forum and trying to get everyone to cater to you instead of just being a normal person and dealing with it on your own?
Yeah.
Which applies to everything that these people
complain about. That's basically it, yeah. Except like getting healthcare for everyone. Fine. We can all agree on that shit. But it's like you being a fucking bitch.
I don't know. I think that when your like platform is big enough, you're bound to have annoying people that like your shit.
Not us. All of our fans.
All of our fans are big dick warriors.
Liam's a cool guy who doesn't harass every woman.
Yeah. Random people we follow.
Yeah, my girlfriend.
He's been DMing people that just follow me and Nick follow.
Some guy DMing and he's like, tell Liam to stop DMing my girlfriend. Weird ass shit.
Liam, continue doing it.
No, Liam, don't do it.
Liam, keep doing it.
Unfortunately, Nick is like his
You're his deity.
Yeah.
Well, I encourage this behavior. I think it's funny to me. It might inconvenience me personally, but boy, if it ain't funny.
In Liam's like unfinished garage where he sleeps, he definitely has like a Nick shrine.
No, there's nothing in there.
Yeah, I know. It's I saw the video. Empty. Yeah. Liam, stop fucking emailing people's girlfriends. Or DMing. Please. I feel like he's our son at this point.
He is basically.
He's like our
son.
Badly behaved son, and we have to like every episode give him.
And
some
if we ever see him, we're going to molest him.
Of course. Well, he's not.
Teach him a lesson for his bad behavior.
We got to sex him into the crew.
We're going to sex him in. Everyone gets sexed in. All the fellas get sexed into the crew.
Yeah. You can't join our gang unless you're getting sexed in. Do you remember that Immortal Technique song, Dance with
the
Devil?
Where he's like, rape, it ends up he rapes his mom.
Yeah, where
the end of that thread is people saying that Cumtown sucks. Which is perfect.
Oh, just you wait, boys.
Yeah. No, that's like, I'm happy, because I'm like, we're friends with the Chapo guys, and I don't
want
to make it seem like I'm shitting on Chapo and not just this
one. Their show is good, and they're really
smart.
This
one particular person that's, you know, filling their very lonely diaper over, you know, hearing the word virgin. So I'm glad that that thread ends with people shitting on our show.
Yes.
Because it kind of balances everything out. A little yin-yang.
Yin-yang, bro.
You know?
The yin-yang twins.
Here I come. It's me, yin-yang.
That's a character, right?
That's good.
Yeah.
Where's that tape? Dasha, bring the tape in here.
Did Asian people, like those, like, slam poet Asian kind of Twitter SJW people? I guess they weren't around, but they could have gotten mad at the yin-yang twins for appropriation, no?
Mm. Yes.
Imagine the yin-yang twins, but they're Asians, and they're like, wait, do you see my dick? But it's for a different reason.
Hey, girl, wait, do you see my dick?
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
That song's so good.
Hey, Riddle boom, Girl, Remy Rich Beer in the EO.
Hey, Riddle Girl.
Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear. Tell you something that you might like to hear. You fine, but I ain't gonna switch. I got a tiny ass dick. Yeah. I got a tiny ass dick, and I am from China. Wait to see my dick. Hey, girl, wait to see my dick.
And I am from China.
You will never get enough because it's physically impossible to. Wait to see my dick.
Oh, so good.
Hiya. Boom, boom, boom. Hell, that was a banger too, though.
That song fucking ruled, dude. Yeah. I love that song.
Those guys rocked.
Mm-hmm.
Were they the ones
that... Do you remember their MTV Cribs? Yeah, where it was like clearly just a furnished apartment that they rented.
and they were
like trying to explain the stuff on the walls. They had like rooms that they'd never see. They were like, yeah, we got like boat stuff in this room. Yeah. They like didn't understand.
Who had an awesome MTV Cribs? It was just like a shitty house.
Redman.
Yeah.
Redman's house.
Island.
Yeah, he's like, the doorbell doesn't work. You got to rub the two wires
he's
together.
Like, this is a studio. This is where magic happens. It's just like a Casio.
He just had like a fucking a sound system from Sears, like those like.
Dude, I love Redman. Yeah, Red I Man loved was. How High when I was a kid. That was like my favorite movie.
That was a good movie, bro. Wait, do you see my dick?
Well, a lot of dead air on this episode.
Yeah,
a lot of Googling happening.
A lot of just hanging out.
I feel like a lot of dead air, but still not a particularly bad one.
I think it was a good one, thanks to this guy who doesn't fuck for giving us.
Also, we
want to
say
90% of the
we episode. Do want to say thank you to that guy because you really did inspire us
literally.
This morning. Yeah,
yeah.
Should we mail him something?
No, we should suck his dick.
Yeah, we'll go. Adam will come.
Adam will
give
your cock.
Adam will give up the boy pussy for you, my friend.
I'll do that for you.
Well, people are already offering that. That's what I love about
that. That's cool.
That is the weirdest part.
You can come fuck my gay ass.
If you want to come to Calgary, you can fuck my...
Hey, comrade, come fuck my ass, comrade.
Well, I guess...
That's the episode.
We probably have people that can't fuck that listen to our show, but...
Yeah, but listen, don't be like that.
Hang
Liam
in there,
can't
guys.
Fuck.
Yeah, Liam can't fuck.
Improve things about yourself and make yourself fuckable.
Our can't fuck people have the right answer, which is getting really into Rubik's Cubes and weightlifting.
Yeah.
That's right. Eventually, you'll trick a girl with a logic puzzle. Puzzle into fucking you.
Right. Yeah, toys from the Discovery store. That's right, yeah. I'm going to get really into poi and devil sticks. That's all attract women. Just by being really good at magic eight ball.
I just feel like...
Do you have to fuck me?
It probably is easier to fuck in New York than it is to fuck like in a place where there's like three eligible women.
Of course it is.
You could fuck.
Yeah, if you're in some small town where you're the guy
that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like... Just, I don't know, move to
the biggest city in your
right,
little
dude.
Fucked up place.
Make a little trip over to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Ask
for the Friedland special.
Yeah, well, it's literally $35.
Just follow a Chinese woman into her apartment.
No, it was more.
How much did you pay for that? Because $35 just covers the massage.
That's the massage,
And then I
immediately could tell that it was a special place because the massage was terrible.
Yeah.
It was, and then I think it was like maybe $100.
Nice.
She was very nice.
I went with a girl to go get massages. We went to a place I'd been to before, and we were in like stalls next to each other. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, they're just like a curtain or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm getting the massage, and then I hear her getting the massage, and I just hear, like...
Is she getting jacked up?
Like, farting noises. Oh, and I'm like, whatever, you know, to relax. And then afterwards, we were, like, leaving, and she was like, did you hear that? And I'm like, yeah, that's, like, normal or whatever. She was like, no, that guy kept farting. It was, like, the guy doing the massage. Just, like, farting while... Like, thinking that he could be like, yeah, it's you. You did it. Just blame it on the client.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, I want to get a massage.
Which place did you go to? You went in Chinatown?
Yeah, I just go to whatever.
There's one where I hear this is pretty good that isn't a handjob place where it's like, you know, $45 or something.
Okay. I'm not opposed to
really
it.
Where is that? Where was the handjob place you went? Canal?
It was on Canal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you knew it was a handjob place?
I did not know it was a handjob
place. Expecting that to happen?
But I have absolutely no shame about my experience there.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
I'm not one of those Puritans.
Do they blow you? They just jack you off with a condom on?
No, she just gave me a hand. She just said, okay.
Did they put a condom on?
No, she just gave me a hand.
They just jack you off to put lotion on?
And it was really good.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was really nice. And honestly, if she's gonna spend half an hour and get $45, if she's gonna spend half an hour and get $145, and all she has to do is
you're a comrade.
Yeah, she's a worker.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to organize.
That's right.
That's what I am. I'm a salter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a guy that I have to get enough hand jobs.
A sexual assaulter.
Yeah.
Out of the mouth of the Jay Bird himself.
I read a blind item on
Crazy
Days and Nights about a director who cannot stop getting happy.
I'm going to submit blind items about you. This permanent D-list podcaster has alluded to a fact that having a hand in in certain Asian interests.
A lot of people go all the time to those places. Like I can imagine that could be addicting. Yeah.
But you can imagine.
Oh, you can imagine. Huh?
Honestly, if the massage was better.
That's what I want, man. I fucked up my back.
Yeah.
And like, just like, you know how, I mean, back pain is like the fucking worst. It just comes out of nowhere and then you're just locked. And I did real last podcast and I couldn't move. Mm-hmm. And then I got out and I went to Chinatown and got a massage. And I was like, just jam your fucking elbow in there. And the lady spent 30 minutes like putting all of her weight into
did it fix
back.
It?
It felt amazing.
It's great.
I was like, fuck, I should go get massages. And then, but if you go and you don't have back pain, it's kind of just whatever. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
It loosens you up.
No, it doesn't.
I just, I feel zero difference. I like, I have to go when I already have back pain.
You don't
pain.
Feel relaxed at all?
No.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's wrap this up.
We should do a spa day.
I'll go to the spa.
Oh.
What were we saying we were going to do? I feel like we were talking about doing a fun activity.
We're going to have a cookout today, but it's raining.
It's fucking raining. Yeah, we should go to Luger's.
We should go to Luger's sometime. Get a reservation.
Yeah.
I think we'll got to get one in like
I
got to
save up for that Frank Frazetta painting.
Oh, so you can't get steak with us?
Yeah. I need I need $1.7 million.
Well, if we do the podcast for what, like 10 more years?
100 years or something, yeah.
I wish I could paint like Frank. I would do the like this fantasy art with stuff like that.
Hell yeah.
Just a dragon with breasts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that shit. And his is actually good. Everyone is basically just a shittier version of him since then.
Yeah.
His is like legitimately good painting. It just happens to be this badass shit. All right. All right. Well, we got Funny Moms tomorrow. What is it, Memorial Day?
It's going to, Memorial Day. Funny Moms is tomorrow night. We'll be posting about it today and tomorrow. We got, who's on it?
I booked a couple people.
Brett Davis is doing it.
Justin Flanagan,
nice.
I think I booked somebody else. We might book a couple more people.
Okay.
But yeah, some good, that'll be really good. Come out to that, motherfuckers. And then I am going to be in Seattle in Thursday the 28th at Laughs Comedy Club. So please come out to that. The tickets are already live. I'm going to be posting about it more soon.
The tickets are free.
The tickets are free.
When are you there in August? Oh, yeah.
And then I'm also going to be in Portland. We still haven't figured out the date, but it's going to either be...
maybe August 22nd, baby.
July 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, I think.
Yeah.
Where July 13th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're just saying...
You should make that show free because those people don't spend money.
In Portland?
Yeah, they're all freakins.
Yeah, they all live at home and don't have sex.
Yeah, well,
if you're in South,
but for good reasons, for socialist reasons.
Come to Portland and I'll suck you off.
Not because of the right show. Wing.
They eat out of the dumpster behind Trader Joe's.
Nice.
Those guys.
So anyway, and I'm coming out to both those cities. So if you have anything, think there's shit I should do and hang out. My friend George is working there, so it's going to be a little bros week I'm going to do up there. So... come out, and then we also have, we're doing Auto Bar the 12th, right?
Of August. Yeah.
And then the Cleveland-Boston tour.
And then we're on Cleveland-Boston
tour. This is sometime in September, first weekend in September, I think.
And then hopefully more dates in the fall and winter.
Yeah, we're working on it, baby.
Thanks for listening. And thank you to that guy for writing that Reddit post, and R.I.P. Dylan.
R.I.P. Dylan, baby.
Yeah. R.I.P. Dylan Meyer, final
shit
word.
Shit sucks, dude.
Yeah.
It sucks.
The world is fucking
ha,
bullshit.
Ha, 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 Donnie.
I'm going to just re-say R.I.P. Dylan as the last word. Yeah.
Don't make fun of Donnie.
Why not? Donnie's a good sport.
Yeah, Donnie, but he also just fucking traumatized
one
for life
yesterday. One of the
worst
days of his life, probably, was finding his
I
dead
know,
friend.
I know, but that's one of those things we're all going to look back at and laugh.
And laugh, yeah.
But, and
sure.
By me, I mean, by look back at it as in 30 seconds after I found out the scenario in which that...
I was so upset at you when you were saying that. I was in this awful movie. I was in a terrible movie. And then you text me about what happened, and then Nick's like,
ready to rip, baby.
Ready to go.
It is an illness he has.
Yeah.
Don't see that lesbian Orthodox Jewish woman movie. It's not, you can't jack off to it. Josh and I love. Yeah.
Oh, boo.
Whatever. You got to have a sense of humor about these things, right?
Yeah.
That's right. All right.
That's what it's going to say on your tombstone. You got to laugh.
Oh, I'm
you
never going to die. And certainly not in a funny way that people make fun of.
All right. Goodbye, guys.
Bye. Later.